From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 491, which is intended for broadcast March 9th through March 23rd, 2018. Mm-hmm. My name is Brady Murray, and I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how are you?
Things are good, Brady. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I guess to start with, I wanted to ask you, in the professoring world, when do you get your week or so off?
Today's the last day of it, unfortunately.
It's the last day?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But hey, I can't complain. Anytime you can get a week off in the middle of a 2 or 3 month, I'll take it. Yeah.
Why didn't you head to Panama City, with maybe some of your students that go down there?
I don't need to be down there with them.
I've never been.
I've never been on a spring break like that ever. Have you ever been on one?
No, I haven't. No. I've been to the Gulf Coast.
You go down there.
I specifically avoided those types of places. People say, it's fun for people watching.
I don't watch them that much.
Doc, this time around, March 9th, of course, includes March the 11th, which is Sunday here in the U.S.
Sunday.
Depending, it's everywhere.
Right.
Depending on UT, et cetera.
Yeah.
And what that means is that in Nashville, Tennessee, and in virtually every state in the United States, we're going to do what they call spring forward.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
When we hit like 2 a.m., we're going to set the clock to 3 a.m.
3 a.m.,
and
yeah.
just lose that hour. And what that does, of course, is adds an hour of daylight onto whatever the sunset time was.
Sure does,
and
yeah.
it adds an hour onto the sunrise time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it has an effect on UTC, correct?
Yes. Yes, it does. It goes from 6 here, 6 to 5. 6 ahead to 5 ahead.
Now, here's the question that I have, and I don't have the answer to this. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. We do this on March the 11th, and then 2 weeks later on a Sunday, something like this is observed internationally. So when does UT change? Does it change when we move ahead or when everybody
That's a good question. The best answer I've ever got is, for talking to the HFCC guys, is let's say you change on daylight savings time then, but our HFCC schedule starts on this 2 week time. So I don't know if it's HFCC alone or if everybody does it or nobody does it. Or I just know that we have this 2 week time frame.
It's a little bit vague even for you.
For me, yeah. Of course, a lot of things are vague to me sometimes, right?
For me as well. We just know that that's the day,
and we just
here
go
in Nashville,
with it,
Tennessee. And obviously, we're broadcasting internationally.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But that's
yeah.
the day that we do it here in Nashville.
It may be that everybody does it then, I don't know,
internationally, I don't know.
I don't know.
You
I
guys
just,
always do your HFCCs, which is the majority of your international.
Oh, yeah. We always talk UT anyway.
You guys are always doing that before these changes occur.
Yeah.
So you've never experienced it in another country, I'm guessing.
No, not really. And all of us just deal with straight up UT, so we don't really think about it a whole lot, And I guess, of all the things in the world to think about, is it really worth spending that much time or just going and do it and don't worry about it?
I do read some complaints from time to time that we may have the wrong UT. If so, if it's accurate, we change it.
Yeah, we change it.
I openly admit that I have some confusion.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I can also tell you, Doc, that you and I have looked through documentation from the FCC, which is also a member of the HFCC.
Yeah.
We kind of go through this.
Right.
And we often have dates that don't agree.
I agree. Every time. So everybody has anytime you're dealing with UT conversions, it gets complex. And then throw in daylight savings time on top of it. And I've been doing it for years, and I'm no better at it than I was to start. But I feel better because misery likes company. Tom Lucy at the FCC sometimes gets confused at it. So that makes me feel better, Because he's forgotten more about shortwave than I know,
I guess I was accused of that just yesterday on the phone. Not by Tom Lucy, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But it is what it is. We're going to continue to basically operate on the same schedule. We're going
right.
to spring forward, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, if we've made any type of an error, appreciate hearing it.
We'll correct it, yeah.
But, you know, we'll get it corrected, but it's certainly not some sort of a conspiracy something like that.
And the listeners are pretty good about telling us, you know, hey, did you notice you got this an hour off? Oh,
listeners are pretty good about informing us of a whole bunch of things.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into anything from a listener, let's mention a little bit about what happens for Doc. We get a lot of correspondence from folks who say that they just started listening to shortwave took the hobby up again after some break. So what will happen with us is because of the extended amount of daylight in the afternoon, you know, evening comes later. We're going to stay on higher frequencies longer. So let's say, for example, that you have, and not in every case either, just to throw in some confusion, if you listen to, say, 4840, 13845, there's no change.
Right.
Just UT. But now, if you listen on 5935, and if you go to listen to 5935 and you don't hear anything there, try 9350.
Because that's
sort of the other side of that where we increase that frequency for the extended daylight.
If I remember correctly, 15825 works the same way.
15825 is currently scheduled to go an hour longer. We may investigate that.
Even more than that.
The next couple of weeks as we look to make some other changes that are really just in the discussion phase and not worth mentioning this point. But you know, things change.
But it is true. As we swing forward, we've got more daylight, so we stay higher longer. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, you know?
Now, 5935, not to confuse listeners who listen to Pastor Scott, that doesn't change during her time at all.
That's right. That's right. Hers is the same.
If that's your standard nighttime frequency,
you're still good to go. You're definitely good to go. Yeah.
It's right where it was. Yep. It's just locally Nashville time. And that's, you know, you and I both clearly understand that we're dealing with folks who are not in Nashville.
But
we have to deal with Nashville because that's our transmission site.
Yeah, you've got to have a starting point somewhere, you know. And of course, as always, we think we've got it all together, but if there's something we miss, then please let us know and we'll correct it, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the same old thing. You stare at stuff long enough, you think you got it, but then you can't see. And you and I look at it, and sometimes Kathy looks at it. And still, sometimes, you say, dang, how did I miss
Remember
that?
Remember last year we had a board operator?
Yeah, on the 5890 thing.
Caught an error that three or four of us had missed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's you know, we're all capable of making mistakes, but when you go through those text files from the HFCC, there's so many numbers in a text file.
Oh, I know.
And you can get caught up in the minutiae of it.
Exactly.
And then something
it just slips right by, you know, because board operator brought it up. We got to look and said, yeah, you're definitely right.
But that, it's just,
you know,
it's a repeat of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open to take your calls, emails. We'll be happy to point you in the right direction if you have questions or send you a program guide.
Sure. And you've got it posted on the web, too.
I have it posted on the web and posted on the web through like June 1st.
On WWCRA.com, you know. You can always, you guys, if you don't have access to the internet, just write us and we'll send you one. No problem, because you've got it posted now out through June. After June, then we get into our long stretch, our summer stretch. Goes up to August. Right. I mean, goes up to September, October, something like that. So we're going to be okay.
Back to the reach of International Shortwave, Doc. Sure. We got a reception report in the past couple of days that I set in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really a pretty impressive report. It did come with an audio recording that I didn't include. I haven't always. Sometimes we're doing a disservice by taking a recording, adding it to this recording, and you know, you lose a generation. It doesn't sound as good as it did.
Well, it gets stepped on. But it was definitely readable. You know, this particular. You're talking about this one from Cairo?
I am.
This just came in Monday, March the 5th. Greetings from Cairo, Egypt. My name is Tarek. I'm a shortwave listener and a DXer since 1984. I picked up the transmission according to the following details. 15825, SINPO of 333. He's using a RF space SDR IQ and a loop antenna. Looking forward to receiving your QSL letter. This is going to be my first QSL from your radio station and from the USA as well. And it's from Tarek in Cairo. That's a good lick.
Cairo, Egypt. So, Doc, is that Northern Africa, or is that Middle East? Help me out.
I would say it's kind of in between the two. It's headed toward northern, but it's still in that 1040 area. You know, if I remember correctly, I don't have it right in front of me. But I do know this. I know that's getting down into a reach that we believe we can get to.
It's a long haul.
Yeah, sure, it is. Sure. And we say we can reach that, and I believe we can.
Well, there's the proof.
Yeah.
And threes aren't bad.
No. Threes are very listenable.
Threes are like Cs.
Yeah, I'll take one.
I'll take one, too.
It makes it, I means I passed. You know?
Yeah. It's average.
Yeah.
And I'll take an average signal over a below average
signal.
Oh,
yeah, no kidding.
And especially given the distance. Now, obviously,
and it's just a loop antenna, too, you know.
I noticed that. Yeah. I noticed that. You got the software-defined radio. I haven't really ever played with that, but... I still take the newspaper.
Yeah, I do too. I still read the newspaper. That's old school for real. You know that? You know?
I like it better. I prefer it. I think you and I.
I tell you, I got my Drake R8 repaired and it's back now.
You did?
Yeah. A guy in Ohio, $259, including shipping. And it's refurbished from start to, from top to bottom, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So you had a Cairo on 15825, another one that often comes up as more like the most usable frequency international is 13845.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Of course, they flip flop. Just depends on atmospheric conditions. I've got one here coming from the UK from Adam, also dated March 5th. We were hot on March 5th.
I know.
He listened 2130 to 2145 UT on 13845. And he says that no interference. And he had a standard long wire Texan. I think we may have reported on this gentleman before. Talks about some jazz music. Doesn't give us a synpo, but it was listenable. Gives details of what went on there on March the 5th, listening on 13845.
You think that's Pastor Scott? Because she runs jazz sometimes on her breaks.
I would need to.
I'd have to look at that, you know, and see.
What do we say? 2130 would be.
Because she run. I know she'll play jazz sometimes on her breaks.
No, I think 2130 is like.
Oh well, then it wouldn't. That's right. It wouldn't be her.
Day, so
well, we've got other guys that will play that stuff, though.
Sure,
you know.
We do. We've got some music based programs, we've got one that we produce in house that's more bluesy.
Yeah,
I might confuse the two myself.
Well, blues and jazz sometimes can run together.
And some people will tell you they run together with country music too.
Yeah, well,
your favorite.
Yeah, my favorite. Yeah.
So we've got Cairo, and we've got the UK.
We've been getting pretty good reports lately. You know this, and the thing I like about it is that I often, almost all the time, we'll include MP3, so we got proof of it. It's not just something we made up.
I have another here from Spain, Doc.
Let's do that one,
Well, I'd like to. It doesn't give us the frequency.
Well, I've never been to Spain. I never have been to Spain.
That's important. We'd like to know which frequency you're on.
Yeah,
appreciate the report.
Yeah, but we do need to know that, yeah.
We do kind of need that information.
We get reports from Spain periodically.
Another one, a Yaesu. I used to have a Yaesu that I loved. I think I gifted that to Alan sometime back.
I think I remember that.
Yaesu from UK, 13845 again, 34433. Let's see, that was March 1st.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Doc, we're still making it all over planet Earth, and we're going to continue to do so.
Well, that's beauty of shortwave. That's a beauty of shortwave.
Make some adjustments for extended daylight, which truly does affect the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. And take a look. Brady's got them posted on WWCRA.com. And if you don't have that, just write us, call us, email us, and we'll send you one.
Absolutely. Doc, I think that's about all we've got for show 491, unless you have something about the number 491, which is always minus something else squared.
No, that's a problem. It's never, that's
some batting average.
491.
491 would be a heck of a batting
average.
Oh,
man, it would. No, we'll spring forward, and I'll talk with you next time then.
Sounds good. See you for show 492.
Sounds good.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.